This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the Federal Reserve is scheduled to take a step toward weakening a key piece of the legislation designed to stop some future repeat of the great financial crisis. It's called the Volcker Rule. This is the regulation detested by the big banks that limits some riskier trading practices. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The debate over the Volcker Rule often comes down to this. What exactly counts as risky trading for banks? Andy Green is an economist at the Center for American Progress.
The Volcker Rule is trying to say you can have what you need on hand to serve customers, but not more than that.
The problem is what's called proprietary trading, explains Asif Manella at Washington University.
So proprietary trade, say in oil, would be bank thinks that oil is cheap right now, therefore buys oil, hoping that the price will go up.
Right now, banks have to prove to regulators they aren't taking big risks with customer deposits. And banks are hoping to change several elements of the Volcker Rule to give them more flexibility, lower compliance costs, and potentially higher profits. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.